It's been a long time since Catholics have had a pope who likes to float trial balloons, saying that everybody has been redeemed by Christ, even the atheists, saying he wasn't going to judge homosexuals, throwing an air punch to show what would happen if somebody insulted his mother, calling trickle-down economics crude and naive, and then this week telling reporters on the papal plane on the way back from the Philippines, quote, "Some think that in order to be good Catholics, we have to be like rabbits, but no," unquote. As with previous remarks, it had to be clarified. The Pope said he wasn't being literal. The children are a blessing. He was just pointing out that family planning is a responsible thing to do. But it's all been quite baffling, especially the conservatives. Among them, former Senator Rick Santorum, who predicted that Vatican advisors would prevent the Pope from changing church teaching on contraception.
I mean, you know, the Pope is the Pope, but the Pope has a lot of other people around him who advise him. And, you know, the most important thing is, as a Catholic, I believe he has the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit isn't going to let him make that kind of mistake.
So the question is, why does the Pope keep doing this? At Yale University, theology professor Michael Trice has a theory that the Pope is telling the world it's okay to question these things. It's okay to discuss what it means to be a good Catholic in 2015.
Isn't he already affirming many of the core values that we have hunches about already? But to have someone say it globally and have that be amplified requires us as a global community of believers to respond in a way by getting into the conversation like you and I are right now.
I think he's doing what a lot of people want to see Islam do, acknowledge that the world has changed. He's not just telling Catholics, but he's also telling other religions that you can discuss these sensitive issues at the highest level and God doesn't hurl lightning at you. You can even discuss them in an airplane zooming over the ocean at 37,000 feet while standing up without a seatbelt, and God doesn't hurl lightning at you.